Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Perennial larceny, the enemy of agriculture. On this day, March 24th in the year 1915, the editorial in the Agricultural Reporter addressed the pressing issue of perennial larceny and the punishment for such offenses. The article proposed that the larceny of agricultural produce was carried out with such impunity because of the easy access to open fields and numerous objects that could conceal these acts. As a result, it was very difficult for watchmen and patrolling constables to detect the activities of offenders. According to the writer, it was a problem for West Indian agriculture in general. So serious was the problem that agricultural societies, agricultural conferences, and government officials had been discussing the matter at length. All of these discussions had failed to provide a solution to the very vexing problem. According to the newspaper, the perennial thief has always been able to maintain the ascendancy and circumvent his pursuers. In fact, it was estimated that less than 5% of those involved in perennial larceny were ever caught. Seeking measures to arrest this grave national problem and deter perpetrators, it was suggested that the use of the cat or whip might be the only valuable deterrent. The editorial also suggested harsher penalties by the law, where the offender would be imprisoned and any animal and cart used in the commission of the crime would be seized. The proceeds of the sale of this property would go to the public treasury. Additionally, it was also suggested that in cases where violence accompanied the act of perennial larceny, judges and magistrates should deal severely with the offender if caught. To support the call for some strident measures to combat perennial larceny, the writer of the editorial cited a recent case where Augustus Mack, the superintendent of Lodge Plantation, came upon three men stealing the plantation's canes. Mr. Mack was able to capture one of the men, while the other two initially ran off. However, after a struggle ensued, the two men returned and beat the superintendent severely. Calling for help, the superintendent was assisted by a Mr. Odell and was able to hold on to the first offender, who was handed over to the police and placed before the court. The court sentenced that man to 6 months with hard labor. Another man involved in the theft, a Mr. Garner, was later arrested and given the same sentence. However, Mr. Garner appealed his sentence and had his term of imprisonment reduced to 1 month after claiming that he did not beat the superintendent. The writer felt that such inconsistencies on the part of the judiciary did not help in the fight against perennial larceny. Perennial larceny continues to plague us today, and despite the introduction of solutions such as increased patrols, the use of drones, and stiffer penalties, the practice continues. The result is that farmers continue to suffer serious losses.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.